Welcome, welcome, everybody. It's me, she, your girl, Simply Honey. You're tuned in to Simply Honey Radio. And I'm excited today because I have two fabulous guests. Yes, I do. I have Miss Escobar coming on and Charlotte Day. And before we get to them, you know, we have to take our small break to our sponsorships. But before we even do that, I hope everybody has their cup of coffee because today we're going to let's laugh, cry, grow a little bit. I don't know if we're going to be crying, but we may laugh a lot, yes, and drink a little bit of coffee. I have my coffee. Do you have yours? So for no further ado, honey, let's just go ahead and go through our sponsorship. And when we get back from this commercial, we will be talking about all things beauty. All right.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honey Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, you're tuned in to Simply Honeys. That's me, she, your girl. And we're going to go ahead and get right into speaking with our guest today. But let's talk about this wonderful, wonderful guest. Yes, she calls herself the beauty concierge. I love that, don't you? I really do. Makeup, she can, I just want to hear how she plays with makeup and all the different colors. So let's talk to Miss Escobar. And the reason why I'm calling her Miss Escobar, because I don't want to mess up her name. You guys know that I always do. So with no further ado, let's welcome her. All right. Welcome to Simply Hanif Radio. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great this morning. And you?
I am having my cup of coffee, which is perfect because that's how I start my beauty regimen. So the way you say my name is actually Zamara. So phonetically, it's like a Z-A-M-A-R-A.
I wasn't going to mess it up because I mess up everybody's name on the show.
No.
It can be very simple, and I'm the one that chops up people's names, and I hate when people chop up my name. My nerve of me, right?
No, totally. Totally understand.
So it's Zamara, which is beautiful.
Thank
just like you, Ms. Escobar. And let's talk about what you do. This beauty, this hair. I know that you love what you do. So let's talk about it.
Well, I would have to say that beauty has actually started since a little girl. My mother, I always call her my Wonder Woman. She was just amazing. She was just one of those moms that did it all, still had time for me, was a entrepreneur and all that. And one of the things that I always saw was that mom took care of herself, you know? And when she would go out on the Friday night dates with my dad, she would always just pamper herself. That was a big thing for her. And since a little small girl, I kept on liking how to play with lipstick. And I was 12 years old when I looked at my mom. And we were watching a TV show or something. And they were talking about Botox. And I turned around to my mom and I said, "Hey, Mom, I don't want to have Botox when I grow older." I was 12, by the way. "What do I need to do?" And she goes, "Wash your face day and night." And I was like, "Okay, we're going to the beauty counter tomorrow and we're washing and we're getting something so I can wash my face day and night." So I've been doing this beauty regimen since I was 12 and still keep on doing it. And I've been loving it ever since. So do you want me to tell you a little bit about my journey? Or
I do. We definitely would always love to hear someone's journey on you know, why you ended up where you – there's always a reason, right?
Yes,
and some of that
is.
I believe is what you just said about your mom, you know, watching her always keep herself up, mm-hmm. and you just love to play with lipstick. So that kept you intrigued. Mm-hmm. So definitely, let's talk about
my journey. I've been doing my day and night, as I call it, washing my face, since I was 12, and I was 27 when I got married, and I was at the time, think about it, I was newlywed. Just a lot going on. So we didn't have a lot of extra cash. And my best, really one of my bridesmaids was doing Mary Kay. And I was like, "Hey, girlfriend, you know, can you just come over? I just need this night cream. I just can't afford my $75 night cream. And I just need whatever you have." So she came over and I remember using it and thinking it's not going to work because it's cheaper. So obviously it's not going to work, right? So I put on the night cream. Absolutely loved it. I should say my skin loved it. More than anything, and I was intrigued. And she came back, and at the same time, I was having really bad, from my honeymoon, just really bad lip issues, which meant that I had no skin on my lip. It would just shed, literally. The skin would shed on my lip, so I had no protection. So I asked her about this that people always talk about, and I was like, "I'll try that." And the two things that I was thinking weren't going to work, because that's what I had in my mindset, did. And I was honestly very intrigued to the fact that she came and delivered at my office. I was like, "Oh, my gosh, I love this." Because I really do hate going to the mall. Even to this day, everybody goes, "Really?" And I'm like, "I'm not really somebody who likes to go shopping. I'm more of a, I'm a very focused shopper. Like, I go in and I go out. There's no excursion." So, the fact that she came and delivered and after that, I was just very intrigued by what she was doing. And my husband literally turned around a couple days after I got my stuff, and he said, "I think you'd be good at this." And I was like, "Excuse me? You're telling me that I'd be good at this?" I was like, "I don't think so." And I think the reason he said that is because he knew that not only did I have the passion for beauty, but I was also very intrigued by the inner beauty of a woman. And I always say that self-confidence is the best makeup a woman could ever wear. And I think we take that very lightly, you know. I think a lot of us look in the mirror and be like, "I'm not as good as so-and-so," or, "Oh, I have this," or, "I have that." In reality, it's really tapping into yourself and being, you know, "I look great today." And there's a difference between being confident and being arrogant.
Right,
and
right, I agree.
Think, yeah, and there's a true being very in tune to yourself, and being confident of the woman that you are and that you have become and that you are becoming is a woman that God created you to be. And that's really been, I think my husband saw that way before I even did. And I think he saw that because of how I would interact in either different activities at church or just in different things. And I didn't even know that about myself. So the journey started, of course, I love to make a woman happy and I love to find that lipstick color that literally changes a woman's demeanor in a day. But it's when she puts it on, that's that true demeanor inside of her that's able to look at herself and be like, "I got this." That's what I'm really passionate about, and finding that in different women in different stories, because we all have stories to tell, don't we? So,
right, I agree.
Yeah, so just being able to go through that, and then now I'm volunteering. It's been 3 years at a domestic violence shelter.
Wow.
And, yeah, and these women, now mind you, I've never gone through a domestic violence situation or had family or friends, But it was something that Mary Kay Charitable Foundation does, and it's both awareness of domestic violence and women cancer research. So I thought to myself, you know, I never was going to be the woman I prayed about, and I so wanted to be a missionary, but I knew I didn't have it in me. I was like, I don't think I can go to Indonesia. And I would pray, and I would pray and be like, I don't think I got this to go to another country. And I think the Lord really tapped and said, you know what? It's not about serving internationally. I need you to serve locally. I need you to serve in your own backyard.
And I agree with that. Sometimes we forget to serve home, serve here.
Mm-hmm.
We think mm-hmm. that the missionary work has to be everywhere, but I do believe that your first ministry is where you are. And then when you're called to go outside that, you can. The beauty mm-hmm. about God is that we can help anyone with any of our talents. And what I'm hearing is that you're doing just that. You're helping with your talents. Because I have been in an abusive relationship at one point in my life, and I will tell you that the self-esteem completely drops. So for you to give back, it's such a beautiful thing, because a woman must feel, we just need to feel that we are beautiful. That's how we're made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look good, you feel good is my motto. And it can just boost up so much inside of you and your self-esteem that you're ready to take on the world. So I commend you for that. But go ahead and finish, because I'm loving the story.
it's been my journey of, like I said, I went to the domestic violence shelter, and I felt like I had nothing. One of the things I want people to understand is sometimes we give ourselves, like, I don't have a story to tell. You know, I didn't know how to connect to these women because I hadn't been through that. But the one thing I could connect with them is that one of the biggest things that they go through is the sense of self-love that they don't have to themselves, and something that was given to me at such a young age with my mother. And sometimes these women don't have it because they haven't had it since they were smaller. They didn't have a mom, a mother figure, a father figure. And so when I go there and talk to them from the heart is when I'm able to connect with them. And they always tell me that I'm a huge inspiration to them. And to be very honest with you, the inspiration, they inspire me because they're willing to have gone through so much deep obstacles of emotion in so many different cycles, and be able to be the women that they're becoming, it takes courage. It really does. And those, I'm like, you guys are the Wonder Woman. I'm just here preaching, but not. You guys are the ones that are standing up for yourself, and that's huge. And it's just made me have a different perspective about how we give back and in different ways. And I think as women, we have to be, when we're called, and be very in tune to our own intuition and not to dismiss it. I would dismiss my intuition a lot and think it was just kind of a, I don't know what I'm feeling. So to be here and to be where I'm at with the women, to be ministering in such a sense that, yes, I talk about outer beauty and how to do this, this, and that, but in reality, it's the transition that women go through. And how we see ourselves in the different transitions, by meaning a woman that's going back into the corporate world that has children, the woman that's from the corporate world going back to stay at home, the person who's getting married, the person who's pregnant, the student who's going into the world of corporate America, whatnot. So to see those transition in women has been the biggest blessing to me, and I'm just able to give back in such a small way. But it's such a small way that I think women, we forget about. And we forget about ourselves, and we just immerse ourselves in whatever it is. You know, and we do.
And especially mothers, because I'm a mom.
Yes.
You tend to just, not on purpose, but, I mean, you just, your focus changes. And so you completely forget about who you are, what it is that you would like to do. Even putting on makeup is like the last thing that you can even do, damn near even comb your
mm-hmm.
hair, because you're focused on everything else. But I do believe that we have to take moments out of our days to take care of us. I had to get to that point. And I love your message, but what I love about you the most is your heart for God.
Oh,
and I love that. I adore that, because that's what it's all about in the long run. And like you said, if you focus and pay attention to your intuition, it will never lead you wrong. What leads us wrong is ignoring it. And I know plenty of us have always done that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to talk about what else did Mary Kay inspire you, you know, for you to take on this, for you to really, really say, you know what, I'm going to go, you do this full-time, correct?
Yes, I've been doing it full-time now for 2 years.
2 years. So I want to talk mm-hmm. about what made you switch to want to do this for 2 years, you know, just to go hard and do this.
Okay.
What else does it bring to you? What type of joy? Because anything that we do in life, it brings some type of self-satisfaction to us, right? Healing, something.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. I've got to take a couple of breaks. And when we get back off the break, we will definitely talk about it. I cannot wait. All right, everybody. So this is, you're still tuned into Simply Honey Radio. We're going to take a small commercial break, and we're going to listen to My Soul Says Yes by Rock Boy Fresh, I Cannot Wait. And this is a music break, not a commercial break. And when we get back, we'll be back to talk about more makeup, what's her passion, what made her choose to go ahead and do this full time. All right now.
Forgiveness in my heart, I had to let it go. So stop right there and release me. To who the sun sets free, say he's free indeed. I couldn't point the finger, y'all, it was all me. Now I'm wrestling like Jacob, bless me. I dropped the ball, I did the sin. I had to recognize what's coming from deep within. See, the devil found fear in me, and the fear of me equals insecurity. The perfect love casted out all fear, and it's the love of Jesus Christ that brought me near. I say yes to your will, Lord, yes, and that my soul says yes.
I heard you call my name.
I heard you call my name,
God. But I went so far away.
But I went left and you told me to go right.
Right then I was afraid of you. Yeah, I thought I had done.
Is yes. I still gotta crucify the flesh. That every little thing that's inside of me that's not like you, take it out of me. You see, my spirit is willing, but my flesh, this flesh,
you keep winning. of my mind and my body and my soul. But my heart is says yes. Yes to your will, I'ma go through the fire. Yes to your will, Lord, show me the way. With my hands in the air screaming, I'll obey. Lord, if you show me the way, I'll fall to my knees and I'll pray. But first I gotta seek God's face and turn from my wicked ways. I say yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
Oh my soul.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My will says yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My heart says yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
I said my soul says yes. Yeah.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My heart says yes. Yeah.
Oh my soul, my soul.
Hands to the air, yes.
Oh my soul, yeah. My soul.
Yeah.
Oh my soul,
yeah.
My soul.
Everybody, welcome back. It's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif, and I am back with some more. I said it right, Xabar. We're going to continue to talk about her love for makeup and the bigger picture is what I'm seeing. So remember, I always said that your passion is fueled, your purpose is fueled by your passion, and that's what I'm hearing. And she is finding her purpose right now, but it was fueled by her passion a long time ago when she was a little girl playing with lipstick. So I'm excited to have her on, everybody. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're back on my journey. Well,
yes.
How I started. So, I've been with Mary Kay now for 6 years, and it wasn't until about, actually it's going to be closer to three, but let's just call it 2 years that I've been doing it full time. And the way it started was I had a really good job, a nice corporate job, paid very well, and also the VP of my corporate job was very flexible with my schedule. So when I had a new VP that came into the department, I was the manager there, she pretty much sat me down and told me my schedule and that nothing was going to change. And I had 2 15-minute breaks and I had a 45-minute lunch and that was it and that was all. So I went back and I was devastated because I had such a great just team overall when I was working corporate. So when she said that, I think the reason that it had been so good was because we all worked as a team rather than individual or deadlines, even though I was in the mortgage industry. So I came home, I was devastated and told my husband what had happened, and he said, well, honey, unfortunately, we're a two-income household, so you can't just decide not to work because you don't like your boss, which has always been the word of reason. And I was like, okay. So it took me about 6 months, and I had called it Project Freedom, and I had to replace my income that I had originally as a manager, and now the extra Mary Kay money was nice to use it as extra income for, you know, traveling or whatnot. But now it was going to be a full-time, so it was a different way to approach the business. And I've always said that the business will treat you back the way you treat back your business. So I was serious about it, and it treated and paid me back as a business. And it was at that point that I decided to use what I naturally was gifted at, which was just thinking of my major is in marketing, business and emphasis in marketing. And I just really, the difference was that I took what I was doing. And first of all, I was passionate about it. I took it seriously. And I started servicing people the way I wanted to be serviced back when I would go to the beauty counter every month, when I would go back to the mall and buy an XYZ brand. And the service that I was treated at, I was just another person. My name, they never remembered. And I understand my name is hard, but I always said, you could always call me X-Woman. Like, there comes X-Woman.
You're funny.
You don't know my name, like, I get it. But it had been literally 15 years. I'd almost dealt with the same person over the counter. And never remembered my, like, foundation color. I wasn't expecting her to know, like, you know, beige 405 or nothing of that sense. But kind of treating me a little bit better than I was treated and taking it seriously.
I'm with you on that, though. Customer service, yeah. So I'm sorry, but it is so important.
It is. And the fact is of just remembering certain things that if I was asking for skincare XYZ, nobody was really trying to sell me this other thing that I didn't need. So I remembered all that as a consumer. I remember being the girl that would buy over $200 in cosmetics, come home, and have absolutely no idea what the heck I had just bought, just because it looked pretty and I bought it, you know? So at that point, I treated my business, like Mary Kay has always had, is to teach color and skincare. Teach people about their own skincare. Teach people how to apply the makeup. Because I have not met one woman who has ever told me she doesn't like makeup. 10 out of 10 times, what usually comes down to, if a woman says they don't like makeup, it comes out because they were never taught how to apply it. So then their initial reaction is to say, I don't like it. And when you start playing with makeup, you start noticing that it's really part of being a girl. It's fun, and it doesn't have to be complicated. I've always said, if you think that I take 45 minutes to do my makeup, we need to talk, because it does not. I don't have time for 45 minutes to putting makeup on.
No, really.
I have about, yeah, I have 15 minutes to put on my makeup, and that is what I, you know, I've always been passionate about teaching it, because I think women think that to put on makeup is going to take forever, and I don't have time for that, you know? And in reality, it's just about playing with a bronzer, playing with two different eye colors, and next thing you know, you've got different eye color applications with two eye colors, and didn't need to be complicated, didn't need to be a palette of 50 different eye colors. So that's what I love to do. I love to play with color for you to know, because every woman has different needs. One woman could be, I just want to learn it all. Another woman could be, you know what, I don't even know how to, I'm going to an interview and I don't even know how to do my makeup. So it's about putting on the makeup, but, you know, how to put it on for an interview. And because I've had the experience of corporate, I feel that I've been able to bring that experience back into the women that I talk to. And a lot of them always tell me, but you don't even have any kids. And I always say, I might not have any kids, but I can give you the perspective of a daughter looking at her mother, and the daughter
right.
will learn more from what the mother, not necessarily told them or talked to them, but what she is acting on. I learned mm-hmm. that from my mom. She didn't tell me, this is what you got to do, you've got to pamper yourself, got to take care of yourself. That's what I saw her
do. I agree with that. Children pay attention, not to really to your words, but your actions. And if your actions align with your mm-hmm. words, then they'll listen to your words.
Exactly.
But most of the time, they pay attention to what you're doing. I'm a mom. I have no daughters. I have sons, so
mm-hmm.
they watch everything I do, and what, especially their dad. Like, they mimic him. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
so it isn't. I understand what they're saying as a mother. You know, they're just saying, you know, it's so much time that you don't have. But you can, I don't wear makeup a lot. I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't wear it a lot. But I do, when I do wear it, I want to know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I want it to look good, and I don't want it to take more than 10 minutes.
Right. And that, honestly, it shouldn't.
That's so. All I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be in a mirror. And I agree with you. Like, I don't wear eyeshadow, it's called, because I don't know how to do it. And since I don't know how to do it, I don't wear it. I don't. So hopefully you can teach me something, girl, because I show. I'm 43 years old. I'm like, the hell with this. I just say forget it. I'm not going to even bother.
That's,
it's only because I don't know how to do it.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, usually it's because of that. And it's honestly, like, a, you know, it's a myth. I just want to debunk the myth. It should not take you 45 minutes to do your makeup, you know. It should take about 15 minutes max. And that's including myself putting on my creams and stuff like that. I just like to be in and out of that stuff to do. So I get it. You know, I get it. And when I do want to take my time, I do take my time for maybe special occasions. But those are special occasions.
Well, that's different. That's like a wedding or, you know, or photo shoot, something like that. I get it. That's you and I know in the business that that's different because the way the cameras are playing and you know, because the camera picks up every flaw. But my day-to-day, I'm not a lipstick girl, but I am a lip gloss girl. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So my day-to-day, I like
yeah,
to just put that on, some a little foundation and some mascara and keep it natural and go about my business. And that shouldn't even take long. But I do believe you need to know how to do it correctly, because I'm sorry, some of y'all women, I just want to take a wipey and take it off. So if you're not going to do it right, I'm just saying. It's just so horrible.
Know.
I know you see it too. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is this eyeliner? What are you doing? Like, it's like a little third grader writ on their face. I get so mad. I'm like, now see, that is just wrong.
Well, it's true. And what I always, when I talk to people, everybody has a different, like you just said, you love your lip gloss, right? So let's say you're not a big fan of, but you would actually play up lip gloss alone with a lip liner. So if you want your gloss to look different than how it is, you put on lip liner, and it could give you even a different look, even within that lip gloss, and lining the whole lips. And the thing is that I listen to what people tell me. So it's not me coming in and saying, listen, this is what needs to happen. You need to stop doing what you're doing. And this is what Samara says. It's more of, I come in, I hear you out, and I hear what your style is. And then all I do in some cases is just add a little pop of color, or somebody has absolutely no idea, but I still keep it to their what they feel comfortable, because they're going to be the ones that after I leave are going to have to put it on. So they have to, like, put it on and be excited about it and be like, yes, I like this color. And they put it on. So that's big to me. You know, you have to speak to people in the way, whatever they're looking for. And that's important, because I remember not being heard. I remember coming in and saying, X, Y, Z, this is what I'm looking for. And I'd come out with way much more than I needed because it was a sale. And to me, it's a relationship that I have with clients. And it's a
huge
blessing.
And I like that you're saying that. It's so true. I've had that experience where I'm clear on my foundation. Okay, I'm a dark-skinned African-American woman, and I don't want to look five shades lighter. I actually like my dark skin. So, and I'm okay with it. And I never forget this experience that I went through to a MAC store. The girl was so busy trying to sell me all this crap. When you have a customer who already knows what they want, just, you know, sell the customer what they want. Do that. And she kept giving me this foundation that is, I swear, four tones lighter than my skin complexion. I just livid. I just kept saying, gosh, she's not listening. And I actually think I didn't buy anything. I walked out the store because I really was. I was pissed off. And I wanted, for me not to be a lipstick girl, I was looking for like a nice pink to match my tone. Not to make me look like that's the only thing you can see. I understand it now. These girls have these, like, blue lips and all this stuff. That's not who I am. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that.
Right.
I want natural.
And sometimes what happens with lipstick color and lip gloss color is that the tone might look different on you than it does on maybe your friend if you're going with somebody. Or it looks different
Absolutely.
On the other person than you. And that's what you have to play with and understand, that lips have a tint to them. They have a they have a, you know, different colors. Some of them have pink. Some of them have purple lips, naturally.
Like my bottom lip is pink, okay? Let's just keep it 100. It changes every lip color, every lipstick that I buy. And I'm okay with that. It's just that when you deal with a consultant or a concierge, you want them to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a lifetime customer if you listen, is my motto. Also, I wanted to talk about how important it is to take care of your skin underneath all the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And to be honest with you, I was passionate about skincare before I was on color. I just learned myself how to use color when I got into Mary Kay. And I love the colors because they're so buildable, meaning a bright color doesn't have to be bright on your eyes. It builds upon, so you can make it lighter to darker. But one of the things that people always tell me is your skin glows. And a lot of people think it's because I'm wearing a lot of makeup and I'm wearing bronzer. Well, yes, I'm wearing makeup, not a lot of it, and I am wearing bronzer, but it's the skin underneath that makes what I'm putting on look effortless, and I don't have to put much up. So I don't have to put much foundation on because my skin is already very even toned. So those are the things that about the reason I've been passionate about it is because I think we don't take care of ourselves very well, or we think, oh, I'll take care of it when I'm older. No big deal right now. But it's the
you better take care of now. I'm older already. So you got to take care. Listen, honey, there is no such thing as this. People always tell me, honey, you don't look 43, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I believe in taking care of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
First, and I'm with you on that. And that means everything, and I know that you can contest to this. That means the way that you eat, the water that you're drinking,
mm-hmm.
all of that takes a play to your skin. And, to you guys, I may look very young. I feel 43, especially when I go to the gym. I'm like, oh, Lord have mercy. But... definitely my skin is because I take care of it. I don't wear the wake up all the time, but when I want to wear it, I wear it and I take care of my skin underneath, and you must do that. You must have your regimen. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say.
Yeah. It's the importance of doing it. The biggest thing I always get is, do I really have to do this day and night? And the answer to them is yes. You do it at night is when most women don't want to take off their makeup, and it's when you need the most to take off your makeup and have a fresh skin. But when you go to sleep, because that is literally your beauty sleep, that's not a myth, everything, you age at night. So those hours when you're going to sleep is when the skin needs to be ready and to take all the nutrients that you're going to sleep with a healthy skin and not with makeup. Because when it breaks down and the makeup gets sucked into the skin, whatever happens internally is what we see outward. But it happens internally, and weeks later, it's when people tell me, oh, I had chocolate, which is, that's another mess, and then now I have a zit, and it's like, no, the zit came because of stuff that happened weeks ago, not just because something happened.
Yeah, and your hormones, too. I tell people that. You know, your hormones play a big part. Lord have mercy, they do. My hormones be going sideways, and then I'll break out, but I'm with you on that. It isn't because of the chocolate. Unless you're actually allergic to it.
Something else. Exactly. And there's so many factors to it, and every skin is different, and that's what I love about our line, is it's not a one-skin line fits all. You know, I'm going to tell you this is going to solve this, this, and that. No, because skin is different for everybody else, and because it is, we take it very seriously about, again, asking questions. What is it that you're looking for? What is it your skin needs? Oh, you're looking for uneven skin tone. Well, then we might talk about doing this. Oh, you're talking about you breaking out and you're in your 50s and you don't understand. Well, you're hormonal, which is one of the main reasons why we get acne. Well, let's talk about this.
Absolutely.
So it's about asking questions, and it's a conversation rather than me just telling you this is it. This is a miracle of it all.
No, and I love that. And questions are very important. I mean, I have to do it myself. And I remember I started breaking out in my 40s, but I didn't understand why. So, of course, I went to the doctor. Because I always would get, like, one pimple whenever my menstruation was coming on.
Mm-hmm.
I never was a person that, you know, some adolescents had acne when they were young. I didn't go through that. So to get it as an adult, I was like, what the hell, Lord, why? You know, but it was my hormones.
Yep.
My hormones were out of whack. So, yeah, only one, though. My sister said she used to hate me. She's like, you get nothing. I was like, don't hate me. Talk to God. I used to say, you know.
And again, all skins are different, you know. When was it, like 2 weeks ago? I spoke to a dermatologist. Sometimes people want to know about the ingredients, especially when people have acne-prone skin. And it's just really neat to know that with Mary Kay, you have a line, a skincare line specifically, so you can ask all these specific questions and be able to be even more informed and helpful to those that need it. Because with acne, especially if you've had it for years, it does sometimes play with your self-confidence, you know, see yourself. And I've never had that. I used to have it just by my chin ever so often growing up, but no big deal. So it's been interesting for me to see, especially more the younger, the younger teens and boys, actually, because another myth is I do service men, not just women. We do have men products. And then boys in their teens when it comes to acne and working with them, they struggle with that a lot, and it's having somebody to understand them has been huge. So overall, I just enjoy what I do. First of all, it's a passion of mine to begin with. Second of all, I'm backed up of an amazing company and an amazing woman that I work with. So me, my director, and my consultants, and the people that I have under my team, that in and of itself is a true testament to what Mary Kay Ash, the woman, wanted her company to be, which was to be a woman of where you empower them. And she always said was that it's God first, family second, and career third. And whenever you do any of those in different ways is when things start happening not the best, you start stressing out, and it's the keeping true to that and whatever the God is for every individual. So I thought that was huge to me because that is how I was raised, and I love the fact that the company is still a family-owned company. So that is their mission. And was aligned with what I believe in. And it's just been a great six years of a journey. And to be very honest with you, I always am so blessed that I've been on this journey because I've been able to meet other women that I network with that I could never see myself not getting to know them. So
I love that. Tamara, I want to tell everybody that you'll be at the Not My Home Foundations fashion show.
Yes, I will.
Yes, you'll be our host, our MC for the day, but you're bringing your team of people that do makeup, and I want them to be able to see what it is that you're talking about today. I'm so excited, everybody. It's going to be July 25th from 2 to 4 in the city of Rancho Cucamonga. It's going to be really nice, and come out and support her. I really hope that they do that. And maybe take some orders, because I know that you guys can do that. We'll have our intermission time for them. That would be great, because you'll be able to see the lovely ladies' faces, too, so they'll be able to see the work. Listen, Zamora, tell everyone where they can reach you, and if they want to have a consultant come, and do you have a website and everything? I'm sure you do.
I do.
And on all your social media.
Well, right now it is www. My business Facebook page is .facebook/Zamora Beauty for Facebook. And my website would be www.marykay.com/Zamara, spelled X-I-O-M-A-R-A-E. And the best way to communicate with me is any way that works for you. So I'm pretty good at, you know, just different ways. Right now that we're doing, I actually will be doing the 21-day challenge. And what that is it takes you 3 weeks to create a habit. A good habit, and we'll be doing that with skin. So that'll all be on my Facebook page. Yeah, that'll be my Facebook page. And to be honest, if anybody also, not only a makeover or a beauty bar that I call them, but if I'd love to also go and speak to organizations about inner beauty as well. So that's something that...
Oh, we got to definitely get you with the Not My Home Foundation to talk to these young girls, because inner beauty is so important, and their self-esteem at that young age is something else. It's we got to tackle that so these kids can understand to love themselves more. And that your beauty shines within, comes out. You know, when you're a beautiful person from the inside, that's what shines on the outside.
Exactly. And I used to think that was such a message that was no big deal. But the more and more I'm doing what I'm doing, I notice that that needs to be ingrained in young girls, you know. Obviously, women need to hear it too, but it starts with making our choices that we make since a very young age and
Absolutely.
How we see ourselves and all that. So I love to do that. And I didn't mention it, but I actually, a book came out, and I was a contributing author for it. It was Savvy Women. Yeah, it's called Savvy Women, Revving Up for Success. And I'm a published author. So it's a great
Yay.
Book. It's a little bit more about my Wonder Woman, which is my mama, and it has some beauty tips in there. So just kind of wanted to share that.
And you need to bring some of those books to the show.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'd love to. And I just want to say, Amy, I love what you're doing with your radio show and the way that you radiate. And I have not met you, but like I said, with my intuition, I could definitely tell what you're doing. You do it from the heart. And I think that's what people miss out in any business that you're doing, is to do it with love and intention. And when it comes from your heart center, it shines. So,
thank you. That's so such confirmation that I'm doing what God has called me to do. I thank you for that. I do love it. I love doing the radio. I love doing, how can I put it? I love doing interviews. I just love it. I love it. I love it. But I love the fact, because you get to know people on a different level. But I just want to make sure that each guest is comfortable to speak their truth. And when they can feel that, they're able to speak their truth to you. And I just love that. I love to do that, and I love to give back to my community, because that wasn't there for me when I was coming up. And so you are the product of whatever you went through in life, and it's up to us to make the changes. What is the old saying? Be the change you want to see in the world. So that's all I'm trying to do, is just live my calling and live what God has called me to do. But thank you, Zamora. That is so beautiful for you to say. I appreciate that.
So,
and I got to have you on longer.
Did we? Oh.
No, you're good. You're good. That's what happens when you have a cup of coffee and you're talking to someone
like they're
your girlfriend, and so you have the girlfriend experience, and so then you look up and you're like, oh, my God, 2 hours have passed. That's okay. I'm okay with that. But I just thank you so much for being on my show. Zamora, God bless you, and continue. Thank you, and to stay on the path that you're on, and continue to bless women all over. Everybody, this does not conclude the show, but we will be taking a break, and then when we get back, we'll be speaking with Shyla Day. Thank you again, Zamora. Finally got her name right, everybody. Escobar. God bless you. And we are now going to take our break, everybody. God bless.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Good times music could bring.
Hey, everybody. I'm excited, yes. So we now, listen, you're tuned into Simply Hanif radio show. Yes, that's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. And we have Miss Shyla Day on. I'm excited. She has been the youngest nominated in the history of the LAMAs to be nominated for a prestigious female singer-songwriter category. And I'm excited to have her on. So let's talk to Miss Shyla Day. You there, Miss Shyla Day?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Awesome. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. I don't know what was going on with that. But
oh, no, that's okay.
I got you on here. I was going to get you on here one way or the other.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited to have you too, sweetie. Tell me, when did you get the bug to sing? Have you been singing all your life? And then we want to get into what's going on with you now, but I'm really ready to hear that.
Well, mostly, everybody was always a shower singer when they end up singing professionally in the future. So I've always kind of had that singing bug in me, but I didn't really become serious about singing and songwriting as far as playing music as a career until I was about 14 years old. And I know that sounds crazy and I know it sounds young, but when you're passionate about something, you're just bound to just take it and run. And that's what I did. When I was about 14 years old, my mom, she got me a guitar for Christmas. I really wanted a piano really bad and I was really upset. And I was like, well, I love the guitar. I'm so grateful you got it for me, but I would have really loved a piano. Right. And she was like, no, just sit down and play it, because she was a musician, too. And she knows that instruments kind of spark a light in a musician. And I sat down with my guitar and I was very excited and I was very nervous. And just from that first strum, I took it and I ran with it because I absolutely loved it. I'm still playing the same guitar and I just can't seem to get away from it now.
Oh, that's so beautiful. She saw something that you didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be so interested in the guitar because my father used to play guitar too. My mom was touring when she was pregnant with me with my father. They played music professionally, and I don't know. I just never thought I would have that connection to the guitar. But when she told me to sit down with the guitar and I was playing it in that little music shop, I was like, okay, I want it. And she bought it for me, and I never dropped it since.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about what's going on with you right now. And I just can't wait. And what songs have you written?
So I've written over 65 songs now, but only 5 are published because, you know, you want to get the right songs out at the right times. And I think that these 5 songs really kind of show who I am inside, you know. And I released these songs pretty much as a live EP through like Reverb Nation and stuff. And through Reverb Nation, half of my song proceeds go to Love, Hope, Strength, which is a charity organization basically to find matches for bone marrow for cancer patients. And cancer is something that has always been really, really, it's a really, really passionate subject of mine because my father was 1 year old. So a lot of the charity work that I do has to do with some of the losses that I've had in my life and some of the things that have affected my friends and family. But those
right.
songs were released as an EP live from my last tour date in San Diego. In San Diego, recorded live while we were playing that tour date. And the songs are Once Upon a Villain, Hollywood, which I am recording at with Legend Records. I won a competition with Legend Records, their performing artist competition. So I'm recording Hollywood and Kiss Me again in studio. And then I have Contagious. and then Big Bad Beast.
Now, would you be opposed to singing something live for the listeners?
Well, it's early kind of for me. Keep in mind, I'm a student, and it's been finals week, so I've been up really late. I can try. You right now?
Yeah, it's up to you. If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it. If you don't feel comfortable, I understand.
That's okay. Everybody, I get people at events when it was okay. I have a story. It was Oscars weekend, and I was going to all of the after red carpets and all of the fun activities that goes on with Oscars week, and it is pouring rain. I have a cold, right? And we're walking the red carpet, and there's no umbrellas or anything shielding us from any of the weather at all. And somebody brings me over to their live roll. That's when they keep the camera on, so you can't really say no. Hey, no, I got to go home. You can't do that because they already pulled you on camera and everybody knows that you're there now. And they go, hey, Shyla, heard you're a singer. Can you sing something for me? And you can't say no. You just can't say no. So I sang, and it was fine. So I'm going to trust my gut right now, and I'll sing for you right now, too. Only because
okay.
I've done it before.
Okay, no problem.
This is Hollywood. Yeah, this is Hollywood. I will be recording this with Legend Records. And it will be released hopefully very, very soon, within the next month or so. So you guys will see that. Here we go.
Okay. Can you tell me what's going on with you? Did you win something? It was something.
I have no idea, but I guess that some fans from Ventura have been nominating me for a music award, a Ventura Music Award, and I was accepted as a nomination for Best Music Video of 2015.
That's what it was. Best. I couldn't remember. I'm like, she's going to kill me, but hey, we're on live radio, so I'll just ask.
So I was nominated for Best Music Video for a cover I released with Cary Brent Howard. It's so funny because we had never met before we recorded this video. I learned the song the night before we went into the studio.
Oh,
it was a 12-hour studio block. From 7 in the morning until really late at night, like really late at night. And we went past the 12-hour block, but we got it all done, and we got it released in under a week, which is a huge deal because normally a video would take forever. And we were so surprised because I was looking under my Facebook, and I follow the Ventura Music Awards, and I saw that I was nominated for Best Video. They said, if you would like to accept the nomination, should I go ahead and call them? So I did, and I was like, I had no idea I was nominated. They go, well, people have been submitting you in Ventura, and, you know, it's really incredible. I had no idea, and I'm so excited to see what's going to come out of it.
That's amazing, especially surprises that you're just not ready for, that you have no clue about. Isn't that beautiful? So it shows you that people are listening to your music and they love what you're doing. And, sweetie, you're going to go far. And with that voice, definitely what we just heard, you're going to be doing magnificent things. I'm so proud of you, and I wish you more, continued success. Can you tell our listeners where they can find your music if they want it, where they can locate you and your management team if they want, you know, you to perform?
Well, my name is Shyla Day, S-H-Y-L-A-D-A-Y. You can find me at www.shyladay.com. I am also found on Facebook under Shyla Day Music. I have a YouTube channel. Just search Shyla Day. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram with Shyla underscore Day, and you spell my name S-H-Y-L-A-D-A-Y.
I think that's beautiful, Shyla. I like the name, though. It's very catchy.
Thank you.
And I will not forget
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So I think right there you market yourself really well, Shyla Day, so
Thank
I love
you.
That. You are more than
welcome,
sweetheart.
I get a lot of people
Where did you get
asking
the name?
If it's my real name, and it is my real name. It's on my birth certificate and everything. I can prove it. It's legal.
Did you change it or is that your butt? Oh, well, girl, that's even better.
No, yeah.
So you were destined
it's
to be
legal.
Right where you are. That's the beauty.
We're destined. Like I said before, my parents were actually touring musicians, and my mom just kind of, she kind of knew that there was a spark in me that, you know, not many had, and she was like, you know, let's give her a showbiz name, right? They have no idea what I'm going to do, but my mom is like, you know, just maybe, I think maybe she's going to be interested in the entertainment industry. And since I was a girl, my father got to name me, and, you know, that's where Shyla Day came from. I was born on
Aww.
Labor Day, but for them, it was a Shyla Day, so.
Oh, that's so cute. I love your parents. Parents know things. We
too.
Know things that you guys just don't see. I love that. No, God bless you, Shyla. Thank you so much for being on Simply Honey Radio Show. I appreciate
Thank
it. And I appreciate you showcasing your voice. And when you're ready, you can send us some of your music, and we'll be glad to play it here.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send you the live EP, and then I'll also send you the studio versions of them, too.
Absolutely.
When they're ready.
God bless you.
When they're released.
On your... Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited. I can't wait to get it because I play other people's music here, and we love to do that. So, listen, everyone, that concludes Simply Honey Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've gotten your coffee. You've laughed a little, cried a little, and grew a little. That's what I always say, laugh, cry, grow, drink coffee. Yes, because it is early and we all need that cup. God bless, and remember this, be mindful of to check your heart, be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Because you may be the only God someone sees today. God bless. Thank you again, Shyla Day. God bless you. And also
thank you,
Demora. You're welcome, Escobar, for being on. I wish you both the beautiful life, longevity, and success in the careers that you have chosen. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honey Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at HanifRJordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.